And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This coming week, I will report to the Congress and the American people on the state of our union. Over the past few years, America has been confronted with great challenges, and the American people have responded with strength and compassion and confidence. This nation is meeting its priorities, both at home and abroad. America continues to wage a relentless campaign against terrorists who threaten our country. We're fighting this war on the offensive, denying terrorists refuge, identifying and seizing their secret finances, and holding terrorists and their sponsors to account. These terrorists are still dangerous, and we will stay on the hunt until they are destroyed. Across the greater Middle East, America is confronting dangers and promoting democracy and hope as the alternative to terror and violence. Afghanistan, once ruled by the brutal Taliban regime, has adopted a new constitution and is following the path of democracy, including providing fundamental rights to women. The leader of Libya has now pledged to disclose and dismantle all of his weapons of mass destruction programs. And in Iraq, the enemies of freedom are being systematically routed from their holes and rounded up. Iraqis are assuming greater responsibility for their own security and future government. American troops in that country are performing their duty with skill and courage, and we're proud of them all. Here at home, we continue to build prosperity and economic security for our people.
Tax relief has helped turn our economy around. We've doubled the child tax credit, cut taxes on our families and families, and increased the salary of small thank you.